Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
From ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Alex Jones, pay up. The Supreme Court rejecting an appeal by the conspiracy theorist who gaslit Sandy Hook families by claiming their kindergartners and first graders weren't really killed. He has to pay them $1.4 billion. Buying a car? Buckle up. Kelley Blue Book says new car prices have topped $50,000 for the first time. New car or old, at least we're saving a few cents at the pump, says ABC's Gio Benitez.
The average price of gas nationwide, $3.02 a gallon. We could see drops below $3 for the first time in years. So that's really good news. The price has dropped more than 6 cents over just the past week, more than 14 cents from just a year ago.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing today that Facebook has removed a community group page. It was an outlet for Chicagoans to share information about when ICE agents were spotted around the city. You're listening to ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Savannah Tomei-Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers have unveiled a new package aimed at protecting natural resources. The package was unveiled yesterday on Indigenous Peoples Day. The proposal includes specific protections for Devil's Lake State Park, giving the state attorney general the power to enforce protections and allowing third parties to sue on its behalf. Democrat Vincent Moresi of Stevens Point says it's similar to protections for corporations.
Corporations are merely ideas that exist on paper, yet they have legally recognized rights, even personhood in some cases.
The package also proposes reinstating Wisconsin's Prove It First mining law, which required companies to show that a sulfide mine can operate and be decommissioned without polluting water. The Prove It First law was in place for about two decades before being repealed in 2017. Ancient burial mounds on the UW-Madison campus have been added to the National Register of Historic Places. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the Willow Drive mounds include an effigy mound shaped like a water bird. They're more than 1,000 years old, and the Wisconsin Historical Society says the site could offer new insights into ritual practices. In Madison business news, the Capital Times reports that the Heritage Tavern has filed for bankruptcy following a lawsuit brought by a former server. The suit alleges the restaurant withheld tips and failed to pay proper overtime. Chef Dan Fox denies the claims. Heritage filed for Chapter 11 in March and says it plans to stay open. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at WMDXradio.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series is going to be a battle. It's going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a partly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northeast winds, highs reaching the mid-60s. Overnight, plenty of clouds, some showers becoming likely, especially after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. Showers will end early Wednesday. Currently 56 degrees.
This is Robert Pilot of Nativerts Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome UW Cinematheque programmer and host of the Lifers podcast, Ben Reiser, and then comedy sports director Mike Kauth joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, top of the Tuesday to you. I'm on the road the rest of this week. Jefferson Smith will be in here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, just FYI. Everything okay?
Where's your mic?
Did it fall? I think I lost my microphone.
Yeah, I did. There we go.
Sorry about that. My microphone fell off my sweater, and I will reattach it.
There we go. Now you can hear me? Thank you. All right. I'm going on book tour tomorrow. I'll be in San Diego. I'll be in Chicago tomorrow. That event is all sold out. I'll be in San Diego on the 17th. I believe that is Friday. Yeah. And if you want to sign up for that or join me, it's a book signing and a speech about, the direction the country is going and all this sort of thing. The book is The Last American President, my new book. News.knsj.org is the website to sign up. You have to sign up in advance to show up. And then the following day, on October 18th, No King's Day, we're going to have a special No King's Day presentation. Greg Pallas will be joining me in both San Diego and Los Angeles. That'll be in Los Angeles with our affiliate KPFK. And for reservations, go to kpfk.org for that one. So a lot to talk about today. Why are airport managers risking their jobs to air Republican propaganda? Also, is the world premature in celebrating the Israeli-Gaza peace deal? And is this Joe Biden's deal? Joe Biden, you'll recall, had offered a deal to Netanyahu that Netanyahu basically turned down at the suggestion of Donald Trump, apparently. And it looks like that's the same deal. Well, I'll tell you all about that in a few minutes. Also, ICE blocked an ambulance, for God's sake. This is a wild story here in Portland. In the second hour of our program, Donald Trump confesses that he wants to turn America into a military dictatorship. Yes, he came out and said it yesterday. We'll talk about that. Also, the small cracks of dissent that are emerging in Trump's Republican Party. Some of them are standing up to him. Mike Johnson's giving away the game. By the way, just a few minutes ago on TV, he just said, "This is not your father's Democratic Party. These people are communists, and they're openly about, they're open about it." Really? They are getting desperate. They are freaking out. So anyhow, but the real game that Johnson just gave away is that whenever they negotiate with the Democrats, they intend to just undo it as soon as it's done. I'll give you the details on that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, the hidden cost of great wealth revealed over at the Wisdom School. Also, in a moment of rare courage for a Democrat, basically at the same day that California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed legislation that would have protected trans people in California, vetoed it, in a cowardly act, bowing to these so-called consultants in the Democratic Party who say, just abandon the trans people. At the same time that's happening, Zoran Mamdani just recorded a two-minute, I guess you could call it a commercial. It's a history of the trans movement in New York City, and it's beautiful. I will play it for you in the third hour of the program. I think you'll find it absolutely fascinating and a little heartbreaking. So some rare political courage there from soon-to-be Mayor Mamdani, I'm pretty sure. But to start off, something weird's going on here. There's a half a dozen airports that are refusing to run a video that the Department of Homeland Security is pushing down through to them. It is Kristi Noem, the puppy-killing DHS head. Her boyfriend isn't, alleged boyfriend, Corey Lewandowski, is not in the shot, but I'm guessing he's following her around. But she's talking to the camera, and she says that Democrats shut down the government, and TSA workers are working without pay, but we're working hard until the Democrats open the government back up. Now, first of all, this is just simply a lie. If the Republicans wanted to open the government tomorrow, or today, for that matter, I mean, you know, it's a weekday, they could do it. They could easily do it. All John Thune, who's the Senate Majority Leader, you know, kind of the new Mitch McConnell, all he would have to do is put forward a simple resolution, a change to the Senate rules that suspends the filibuster for one day, for one piece of legislation, for this particular continuing resolution, and then the filibuster snaps back into force. Now, Republicans have done this repeatedly. They haven't done it for continuing resolutions, but they've done it for Supreme Court justices, they've done it for federal judges, they've done it for Trump administration appointees, they did it for Rex Tillerson, they did it for Betsy DeVos. They could do this. They know how to do it. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's unusual, but it's not the end of the republic. I mean, the filibuster is not even in the Constitution. The filibuster was invented long after Thomas Jefferson was dead. And, well, actually, long after he was president. But in any case, I need to fact check myself on that one. But the bottom line is, number one, this is propaganda. And it's propaganda with a lie in it. Political propaganda. And number two is the political part, and that's what's so important. There's this law called the Hatch Act that says that if a government employee uses government-owned property, in this case, you know, airports. Now, the airports are typically owned by the states or cities, but the part of the airport where TSA operates is considered federal property. It's managed by the federal government, so that, you know, it's technically federal property. And she wants to play this on the monitors where you stand in line to go get your driver's license scanned at TSA. And, I mean, this is crazy. So it's also a violation of federal law. It's a violation of the Hatch Act, which means that, you know, you can get barred from having a government job for the next 5 years. There are substantial fines. Dan Goldman has a proposed legislation to increase the penalty to 2 years in jail. But right now, we're not quite there yet. But so here we have this clear violation of the law that is being pushed down by the nation's most senior law enforcement officer, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, breaking the law right in front of all of us. And a bunch of airport managers. Now, see, it's not just Kristi Noem who could be barred from government service for 5 years and pay a fine and all that sort of thing. And not just the people who produced the video and the people in her chain of command who, you know, distributed it to all these airports who could lose their jobs and be barred from government work for 5 years. It's also the people who manage these airports. And they don't want to risk their jobs. They don't want to risk their careers and their futures. So according to the Washington Post, Buffalo, Charlotte, Cleveland, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Seattle, and Portland airports have all said, no, sorry, Kristi, we're not going to run your thing. And in two of those cities, they have explicitly, Portland being one of them, they have explicitly said, we're not going to do this. It's a violation of the Hatch Act. This is what the management at the Portland International Airport told our local ABC TV station here. They said, their spokesperson said, quote, we believe the Hatch Act clearly prohibits using public assets for political purposes and messaging. But I think the bigger issue here is that the Trump administration is basically saying, we don't care about the damn law. We are lawless. We are above the law. We are the ones who decide what is and is not legal, not the old, you know, not legislators, not the law, you know, not the courts and all. And that's a terrible, terrible precedent. They are normalizing lawbreaking. And you know, which shouldn't surprise you. I mean, you know, the guy who's the president right now has been convicted of 34 felonies, not to mention being an adjudicated rapist. So it shouldn't surprise us that, that his people are gleefully breaking the law, but it's still a horrible, horrible thing. So are the other airports around the country going to continue to roll over for Kristi Noem? Is she going to back off? Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a minute. Stick around.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Get the drill out of my face. Hey, no one wants to get their teeth drilled at the dentist, right? That's why I stopped. This is Dr. Chris Kammer from Victorious Dental. When you can heal cavities with brush-on medicine, why would you ever want to amputate tooth structure with a dental drill? There are no dental drills at Victorious Dental, and no shots either. Don't need them. For a kinder, more humane healing experience at the dentist, reach out to Victorious Dental at thedrillisgone.com.
At Allure Intimate Apparel, bra fittings are everything. Not only how they make you look, but how they make you feel. From bras and sleepwear to swim and lingerie, Allure has it all. Their professionally trained bra fit specialists deliver a discreet, graceful experience that honors every figure. Allure encourages confidence, making elegance feel effortless. Shop Allure in the Hilldale Shopping Center in Madison, where you will discover how fit and confidence go hand in hand. Visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to heart issues, skin issues, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's get, G-E-T, native, N-A-T-I-V-E, path, PATH.com/Hartman with two N's at the end to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
A little too late. Kristi Noem on the screen talking shutdown lies while her puppy's ghost howls from Dakota skies. Now the airport man says it's just a PSA, but the hatch act says, boy, that's not okay. They're playing politics on taxpayer time, broadcasting spin as if it's fine. Oh, Kristi Noem, with your outlaw charm, you shot your dog and you broke the farm. Now you're flying high with your airport crew, risking your jobs for the party view. She's got airports humming her partisan tune under lightning bolts and a blood red moon. You can't keep your job when you play that spin. They say politics ain't worth your pay, but the hatch act says you might lose it today. Oh, Kristi, Kristi, your puppy done knew that power corrupts and it's coming for you. Now the planes are flying through a stormy sky, and airport folks might wave goodbye. So next time you're flying and you see that screen, remember, the paycheck's tied to keeping it clean, even for Kristi Noem.
There you go. 23 minutes past the hour. So two pieces to this deal that's got all the media going about Donald Trump has finally brought peace in our time into the Middle East. The first is this interesting piece Dean Blundell published this morning. He's the Canadian political commentator. Dean Blundell, blundell.substack.com is his website. And he's pointing out that back in 2024, when Joe Biden was president, he presented a peace deal to Bibi Netanyahu that is virtually identical to the one that got signed yesterday. And Donald Trump went to Bibi and said, don't do it. And so Bibi hemmed and hawed, and it was called the ECACT, the ECTACT deal, over a year ago. And in the meantime, tens of thousands of Palestinians, 20,000 Gazans, died between the time that Trump told Bibi not to sign Biden's peace deal. And yesterday, when they did sign Biden's peace deal with Trump's name on it instead of Biden's, number one. And the second thing that I would like to point out to you, and that is not being reported widely in the media, is that this 20-point peace deal, I mean, basically one point of the 20 has been fulfilled, which is that the hostages, the living hostages, have been released. Arguably, a second point is being fulfilled, that they're allowing food aid to come back into Gaza. But the other points, every single one of them, literally every single one of them, is predicated on the approval of Israel and Bibi Netanyahu. If, for example, delivering the bodies of the dead Israelis who were kidnapped, in that horrible raid on October 7th, many of those bodies, apparently, they have no idea where they are because they were in buildings or in tunnels that got bombed and collapsed. And they're just, along with tens of thousands of Gazans, they're just buried under tons and tons and tons of rubble. And so if Bibi decides that, well, you're not keeping up your end of the deal by giving us the bodies, he could just cancel the deal. I mean, there's this apolitical Palestinian group that is supposed to be set up to kind of administer day-to-day operations. If he doesn't like any of the members of it, he can cancel the deal. The agreement is also a real estate developer's wet dream. I mean, quote, a Trump economic development plan to rebuild and energize Gaza. Many thoughtful investment proposals and exciting development ideas have been crafted. Really? We're back to, Trump wants to build a hotel and make this the Riviera of the Mediterranean. Another, opportunity for his boys to make another $1 billion. And then there's the fact that this whole deal was cut with very little input from the Palestinian people. Now, this is the one kind of small difference with the Biden plan. The Biden plan actually involved the Palestinians. But it's going to be overseen by this board of peace that is supposed to be headed up by Donald Trump and Tony Blair. And again, if Bibi doesn't like anything they say or do, he can just pull the plug. The only real solution here is a two-state solution. And this deal does not provide for that explicitly. I mean, it may arguably lay some of the foundations for it, and to that extent, good. But broadly speaking, it's wonderful that the 20 hostages are back home. God bless them. But this is not even the beginning. This is the beginning of the beginning.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And there are so many landmines on this road just waiting to get stepped on. So let's temper our optimism here a little bit. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So ZYPPA, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that ZYPPA is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way, it won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zyppah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zyppah.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll talk a little bit about fighting authoritarianism and why Ken Burns, the great historian, has it right. And also, the Brew Crew and the NLCS. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Assembly has passed a package of bills meant to increase the housing supply. Wisconsin's housing crisis is one of the worst in the nation. Of course, an average home here is not going to be as expensive as one in California or New York, but our affordability is the problem. Wages just haven't risen as fast as home prices have, so there's a big gap between how much people are making and how much a home costs. Just 4 years ago, to own a typical Madison home, a buyer's household needed to make about $65,000. Now, again, just for an average home, a buyer or buyers would need to make $117,000 a year. That's according to data from the Badger Project. Lawmakers in the Assembly have passed a package of bills they say would make it easier for builders and for municipalities. These bills would also have to pass the state Senate, but the state Senate hasn't met in months. There's also a bipartisan bill to allow accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, statewide. That means people could build tiny homes or cottages on their property, regardless of their local ordinance on such structures. Meanwhile, Madison leaders are making housing moves of their own. Over the summer, they passed ordinance changes that allow for those ADUs in the city, let people split their deep lots, and allow for duplexes citywide instead of in just a few districts. Now, the Common Council has passed more changes. These include allowing extra floors in buildings that are close to smaller residences, changing lot size requirements, and letting backyard cottages have two units instead of one. Meanwhile, the city has approved a new student apartment building downtown. The State Journal reports Core Spaces will construct a 16-story building on Francis Street. They'll be tearing down Saxony Apartments and a four-unit house. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a partly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northeast winds, highs reaching the mid-60s. Overnight, plenty of clouds, some showers becoming likely, especially after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. Showers will end early Wednesday. It's 60 at our studios.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe will join us.
And the John and Gordy commemorative plates will be available soon.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
So much for all of your support.
Did you know?
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, THOM.TV. Check it out.
I remember when the truth still meant a person's word held weight. Goldwater stood on principles even when the stakes were great. But now the truth's been buried under shadows cold and sly. A party lost its compass to the needle of the lie. The GOP's addiction to the lie, selling poison to the people while the truth just walks on by. What once was conviction has withered and died. All that's left is the fire hose, the GOP's addiction to the lie.
Speaking of which, welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. This is Mike Johnson, just a few minutes ago in the House of Representatives, absolutely hysterical about the danger to federal agents of naked people riding bicycles in the rain in Portland on, what was it, Friday of last week, I think, or Saturday? It was Saturday. Saturday, we had the naked bike ride to protest ICE, and they rode these naked people. Some of them were in animal costumes, too. Naked people, right? Here's, just get this. This is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the number three guy in line for the presidency. Just listen.
Risen to that level, what I've seen is the abuse of law enforcement by radical leftist activists. Most recently, the most threatening thing I've seen yet was the naked bicyclers in Portland who were protesting ICE down there. I mean, it's getting really ugly.
It's getting really ugly. Oh, my God. Oh, man. I am sorry. Oh, God. Are the American people taking these people seriously? I mean, outside of the threats, obviously, the threats are bad, but really? So what's on your mind? Michael in Chicago. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yes, I like to talk about the important issue that a lot of 17-year-old kids can vote in these primary elections in 21 states in the United States. Now, most people think that to vote in any election in the United States, you got to be 18. Everybody's talking about 18 years old. But people don't recognize that many states have lowered their voting age for primary elections. In 21 states, a 17-year-old can vote in the primary election. But the catch is this. Here's the catch. They have to become 18 years old before the general election.
Correct.
That's a requirement,
yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
And that wipes out about half of them. But still, there are a large number of 17-year-old kids who will become 18 before the general election. Then they could vote in the general election, and they can vote in the corresponding primary election also.
Yep.
Now, I think the progressive community should welcome this. We should welcome these laws and talk about it and advertise it, because it is the law of the land. The extreme right wing Republicans, they're taking advantage of this. They're getting their 17-year-old kids voting. I think the progressive Democrats, we should get our 17-year-old Democratic kids and Democratic families to register to vote and to vote in the primary elections.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well said, Michael. A great public service announcement. Thank you. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, long time. Back from a month in Lexington, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Glad to be home again here, safe in Mexico from all the madness.
Mm-hmm.
I'll race through these two things real quickly. The last one is like a 10-seconder. One of your moderators on your YouTube channel, Connor Arroyo, linked me up with a 23-minute video, which I am recommending to you, although I suspect you read the book originally. I'll get right to it. But everybody else needs to listen to this. This is jaw-dropping stuff, seriously. Carl Sagan, while he was dying, wrote his last book, The Demon-Haunted World. Did you read it back in 1995?
I did not read the book. I am familiar with it, though. It's where he goes into the whole thing about the war on science by religion.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's about. and it goes further as well. But that is primarily the thrust of the book, apparently.
Yeah.
And this 23-minute video, trust me, is an extraordinary synopsis of the book, it seems, with lots and lots and lots of direct quotes. Everybody, I mean, he predicted, you know, that they're going to be going after vaccines 30 years ago now, that, you know, faith is more powerful than fact-based science, and that they're going to go after education. Any of this sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is nothing new. I mean, you know, Scopes monkey trial. This has been going on for a long time. Salem witch trials. It's been going on for a long time.
Anyway, everybody's got to go to YouTube. Yeah. The demon-haunted world, Carl Sagan, it is jaw-dropping.
Okay.
And one last thing, the same moderator, Connor Arroyo, said during a phone call, just out of the blue, he happened to say this. If they're so hell-bent on finding Antifa everywhere under every woodpile, just pay a quick visit to our National Arlington Cemetery. They'll find all the Antifa they need.
There you
and
go.
If they want to beat him with their baloney, dig him up and beat him and have a good little picnic day of it at Arlington.
There you
They're
go.
All there.
There you go. And thank you to you, Nicholas, and Connor Arroyo and the other volunteers who man our, or staff, I guess is
well,
the word
now,
these days.
And now,
staff
listen,
our,
I'm not
our
much help
YouTube
because
chat
of my macular degeneration. I can't read the chat, but I do otherwise what I can.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nicholas, and thanks for the call.
Bless you for all that you're doing. Your reporting lately has been absolutely the best ever.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're
me and a team of good people, particularly Louise and Sean. Thank you. And Jeremy and Mateo. Thank you.
It's quite a crew you got, kiddo.
It is. Thank you, Nicholas. Byron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Byron, what's on your mind today?
I don't know. A lot of people don't know about this because the mainstream media doesn't report it, but the undocumented aliens contribute to Medicare, but they don't receive any of the benefits.
That's true.
So
Social Security, too.
And Social Security, that's right. So they're the ones that are being screwed. This is actually free money that Medicare is getting from undocumented aliens because, again, they contribute. But they can't receive any.
And it's a mind-boggling amount of money. I mean, I would have to look up how much it is, but it is tens of billions and perhaps hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, it's just some mind-boggling amount of money.
In 2022, they contributed nearly $26 billion in Social Security taxes and $6.4 billion in Medicare taxes.
Thank you. Thank you, Byron.
And so they can't receive any services by law, but yet they contribute. So they're the ones that are being screwed, not the U.S. citizens. And it's free money, basically, for that the government is getting from these undocumented immigrants.
Yeah.
And again, the mainstream media doesn't report this.
I get that. It's not a reason to allow anybody to come into the United States without documentation. We still need to have, you know, reasonable controls on who's in the country and who's not. Every country does that. That's not an unreasonable thing. But this hysteria around these people, oh my God, the Democrats are shutting down the government so that they can give health care to illegal immigrants, which is just a lie. Because as you said, illegal immigrants, in quotes, you know, undocumented people are not eligible for any of these programs. They can't get them. The only thing that they're eligible for is if they get in a car accident and show up at the hospital, the emergency room has to take care of them. And that was a law that Ronald Reagan passed in 1986. That, you know, it was Reagan's way of stopping the move in the 80s toward a national health care system, toward Medicare for all. So, you know, he said, we're going to give health care to everybody in America, no matter who they are, no matter where they came from, no matter what their circumstances. If you are in a serious crisis, you can show up in an emergency room and it will be paid for. And the federal government, you know, subsidizes that. And that's been going on since 86. But that is not why the Democrats are shutting down. And it's not even the Democrats who shut down the government. The Republicans control the House. They control the Senate. They control the White House. They control the Supreme Court. And they could easily pass an exemption of the filibuster rule so that the continuing resolution can pass and they could open the government tomorrow. But the Republicans don't want to do that because they think there's some benefit in this to them. It's weird. Byron, thanks for the call. Excellent points, all. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. We drove down to Portland on the weekend, hoping to see the war. And I've been to Portland probably half a dozen times.
Did you come for the naked bike ride again?
No. We were leaving on Sunday, and all I can do is corroborate your claim that it was cold and rainy. And if you're, I might agree with Mike Johnson. It could have been ugly, but not in the way he made.
Yes.
I mean, but.
Yeah, you get a couple hundred naked people, you're going to have a little bit of ugly. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, you know, and of course, especially in the cold rain, you know what happens. Never mind.
Yeah.
But again, a sleepier little town I've never seen. We go down there every year to see some friends play. It's a folk band that was together in the 70s, and now they're in their 70s. And every year, second weekend, you know, they play at a little deli where we have a bottle of wine and a sandwich, and they play for a couple hours. And it was over on, Southeast Woodstock Boulevard, I guess, is where. Mm-hmm. And we stayed in a little Airbnb there. But on the way there and on the way back, we looked because we had been seeing these black SUVs of various kinds with the windows blacked out. Mm-hmm. Up here in the Seattle area. And down there, I don't know if you're seeing them, there are dozens of them, brand new black SUVs, Range Rovers, Suburbans, Jeeps, you know, the big ones. And these vehicles are, the stripped down versions are, I looked up, they start at $90,000, $100,000. So these are $150,000 vehicles. Some of them pulling trailers. You can't see who's in it. But I mean, this is ICE, and they just drive wherever the hell they want. They'll just drive in front of you. Like, what are you going to do about it? And one guy, the only person we did see was driving, and they just either have a temporary license plate, the paper license plate, or no license plate. I saw a lot of them that said just Freeman Motor Company, which is down there in Portland, right?
Yeah. I think.
So,
I don't know.
I don't know if these are rentals, but.
They're not rentals. If they were rentals, they'd have license plates.
Yes, that's probably.
And ICE has this massive budget. I mean, they've got a larger budget than the FBI now. They don't know how to. They are not capable of spending all the money Congress gave them.
Well, exactly. The $175 billion. Well, this is what really eased me off, is because just the cost of all those, just the vehicles alone. And then we did see one person, a guy was driving with his window down on the way back on Sunday, kind of in the Portland area. And you start seeing the ones that are from Portland, as you start coming down into Vancouver from what, you know, when we came down and started hitting the Vancouver area, then we started seeing all these vehicles. And the one guy, I don't know, I should discriminate or prejudice based on looks, but let me tell you, I've never seen a guy in this.
Paul, you just went silent. I think you might have hit your mute button by accident. Well, I can't hear Paul, and Paul, if you can hear me, I would remind you of what Abraham Lincoln said. One of his generals once came to him and said that he didn't like the look of another man, and Lincoln said that to the general, and the general said, but you know, he was born with that face. You shouldn't pick on him for how he looks. And Lincoln said, no, you're born with the face you're born with, but by the time you're an adult, you have the face that you've made.
Can you hear me?
And now I can, Paul. I'm sorry, we're hitting the break. You got a quick break?
Right. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
That's all right.
That's the point. The point is that they're all over the place.
Yeah, I get it. I've been hearing reports like that. I haven't seen any, but I don't drive around Portland that much. So, Paul, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's 47 and it's almost 48 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with more of your calls. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you, Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So this is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. It's great for traveling, too. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. They can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. But to get that $45 off, you also have to use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much. As usual, Kenyatta is right. Intelligence, I know he wasn't talking about the military discipline of intelligence. He was talking about intelligence in general.
Yeah, it is human intelligence.
It is seeking. Yeah, he's seeking the truth. And I don't know everything, Tom. I make mistakes, like with you, and I owe you an apology. I think a lot of times, subconsciously, I'm trying to get you to see this movie script to House of Dynamite. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you watch it. You'll be like, yeah, that's what Dave's doing. He's trying to get me to believe in the House of Dynamite. The other thing is look, we don't, if you're like skeptical about this deal with Hamas, or if you are actually, well, maybe I misjudged Trump. Both of those things are legitimate because we as human beings do not like to see wanton cruelty on non-combatants, what we refer to as non-combatants, okay? You know, collateral damage. We don't want to see that. It's heart-wrenching. But I was an intelligence professional. I have to look at the facts, okay? And the facts are, you got to look at the ratio of casualties in this Israeli, this Israeli attack on Hamas and Gaza. And the ratio is not good. And there are also things that were being implemented that aren't good. Like, we're not going to try to rebuild anything. America made a mistake. But my main point is this. I worked for years in a civil military operations center. I heard a Trump spokeswoman brag about how they're sending boots on the ground, 200 Americans. They work in civil military coordination centers. What this is going to end up being like is the surge in Iraq, where we gave out all kinds of money. Well, that money, rapidly, in an attempt to rebuild Iraq rapidly. All right. Now, that money ended up going to what we euphemistically refer to as bad guys. It happened slowly in Afghanistan with the Taliban. A lot of the money ended up going to the Taliban. Now, Hamas originated as an organization called the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. I myself thought Khalid Mashal was dead. Apparently, he is not. Mm-hmm. He's been around for a long time, Tom. This money is more than likely going to end up back into the hands of Hamas. Israel will know.
Oh, Hamas is already, according to press reports, now these are vetted through the Israeli intelligence services, I believe, Hamas is already making their presence known in the rubble of Gaza, and apparently they've executed some of their people that they thought were collaborating with the Israelis or whatever. Yeah, it just never ends. I mean, it's a tough situation. Dave, thank you for the call. It's always good to hear from you. And apropos of what Dave is talking about, Donald Trump is basically saying he wants to turn America into a military dictatorship. I'll give you the details on that on the other side of the break. It's actually pretty shocking stuff. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knockbox now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's the, knockbox.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Thenockbox.com, promo code Tom.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Join El Sazon Jarocho on Plaza Drive for karaoke every Friday and Saturday at 8:30 for margaritas, pizza, and wings. Plus, stop in for lunch Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Tom Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A day after 20 surviving hostages were released by Hamas and President Trump traveled to Israel and Egypt to sign a U.S. peace plan, there are concerns if a ceasefire will hold. Five Palestinians killed today after Israeli forces say they approached too closely. President Trump still insisting phase two of the peace plan will be easier.
I think it'd be hard to find experts who will say that this next phase will be easy because there are a lot of complicated, very difficult questions right now in terms of disarming Hamas, making sure that that holds. How do you rebuild Gaza? How does that process play out? Who pays for it? And the security situation there as that process is playing out.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Senate voting again today on a measure to end the government shutdown, but party divisions remain over health care benefits. President Trump will posthumously award conservative activist Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom today in a White House ceremony. Kirk was fatally shot last month in Utah. This is ABC News.
92.7